what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. New unofficial reports show that last month, for the first time ever, migrant encounters along the southern border exceeded 300,000 in 1 month. Conservatives in Congress are trying to use funding for Ukraine as leverage to secure more support at the border. But Democrats are blasting the move because they care more about another nation's border than our own. Here's Representative Crockett calling the right's concern about the border absolutely insane. Listen.
I'm very concerned because the Republicans have never gotten immigration right. That's just the fact of it. There's not very much that the Republicans get right in general. And so to basically say that issues of national security as it relates to how we're going to take care of our allies should be tied to this mangled immigration process is absolutely insane.
And squad member Representative Jay Paul has indicated that getting President Biden reelected is more important than securing the border. Listen.
How much backlash will he get from the left if he does agree to these changes?
There's going to be a lot. We have to put together a coalition that is the same coalition we delivered in 2020 for him to win the White House, for us to win the Senate, and for us to take back the House. And that coalition involves a lot of young voters. It involves a lot of immigrant voters. It involves a lot of folks of color.
And Representative Castro is one of the many to use the racism card about border security. Take a look.
I want to speak quickly to the Democrats in the Senate and others who are considering supporting this proposal. If you do so, you will be surrendering to right-wing racism. And more than that, you will be enabling it.
A nation with borders isn't racist, but a nation without borders isn't much of a nation. Joining me live now to discuss, former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Tom Homan. Tom, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What's your reaction to the Democrat agenda when it comes to the border?
Well, as usual, they're dead wrong. I mean, Jay Paul is saying they need the young voters, the coalition of young voters and immigrants. Well, FYI, immigrants can't vote. You got to be a United States citizen to vote, first of all. The first lady who said that Republicans don't ever get immigration right, we got it right under the Trump administration. Illegal immigration has 45-year low. Illegal immigration down 83% to 90%, depending on what time frame you're looking at. The most secure border in my career, and I started this in 1984. So after, most secure border I've seen in 35 years by far, unprecedented. So again, they don't. What they say has zero factual basis for it. If anybody can go to cbp.gov, look at the data and see how secure the border is under Trump and how unsecure it is now, historically unsecure now.
Isn't that their goal, though? Don't they want to make them citizens so that they can vote?
Well, I think that's part of it. I'm asked all the time, why are they doing this? I think there's two things. Number one, I think they think these people will be Democratic voters in the future. But we don't have to get there, because when Biden wrote 90 executive orders undoing everything we did under Trump, he also undid the Trump census rule, which means these millions of illegal aliens that are being released in the sanctuary cities, they're going to be counted in the next census under Joe Biden's rule. And when they do that census, that's based on how many seats in the House the party gets. So they certainly believe that these millions that are being released in the United States are going to be counted in the census, which result and more seats in House for the Dems. Of course, they perceive a future political benefit. There's no other reason to do this. I always say, up on the Hill, I say to any Democrat, give me the downside. Give me one downside on a secure border. What's the downside in less illegal immigration? What's the downside in less illegal drug flow? What's the downside in less women and children being sex trafficked? What's the downside in less immigrants dying? What's the downside on cartels making less money? What's the downside on less fentanyl getting the country to kill American youth? There's no downside in secure borders. Secure borders save lives, and they know it.
And Congress is attempting to tie Ukraine relief to border support. Do you think that's a good way to leverage?
They have to. And look, I play just the opposite of what the Dems are playing. They want open borders so bad, they're willing to sacrifice Ukraine and Israel for it. That's the way I see it. Because I think if they don't get HR2 is the immigration bill passed by the House. I was involved with that with the Heritage Foundation. It's probably the strongest immigration bill I've ever seen. It has a lot of Trump's plans in it. If they don't get that implemented fully and passed by the Senate and signed by the White House fully, they need to shut it down. They need not fund anything. And everybody said, well, that's a big thing, Tom, talking about shutting down the government. Well, you know what? At what point is enough enough? We got over, if you look at the hundreds of known suspected terrorists have been arrested entering the United States. Hundreds. Under the Trump administration, in 4 years, we had 11. They had 18 in 1 month. So at what point, with no suspected terrorists crossing the border, over 100,000 Americans dead from fentanyl, 600% increase in trafficking of women and children, sex trafficking, they've lost track of almost 100,000 kids. They can't find them. They got over 1,700 migrants have died in U.S. soil. I mean, at what point is it enough to shut it down? I think we're there now. So either they pass HR2 or shut it down. They should stop negotiating with the White House and say, here's what we need. If we don't get it, we'll shut it down. Because this is the biggest national security failure I've seen in this nation since I started this job in 1984.
So many people are worried about what the state of this country. I mean, do we even have a country, Tom, if we have open borders? We're sending money to Ukraine to help them secure their border, but not ours. That doesn't square with a lot of people.
It doesn't. We have a right to be a sovereign nation. We have a right to secure our borders. Look, if we learned anything after 9/11, is that, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that hate this country. Look what just happened in Afghanistan. They've released thousands of prisoners, terrorists from prison, whose sole purpose in life is to destroy this country. And look, here's what I want to tell people. People say, well, how do you know the southwest border is being used by terrorists? Well, they've arrested a record number of people on the terrorist watch list trying to sneak in the country. We got 1.9 million gotaways, known gotaways. Now, why did 1.9 million people pay more? Because you pay the cartels 2 months of money. You pay them one amount just to cross the border and turn yourself in. That's a simple process. But if you want to get away and get to New York, Chicago, you pay a hell of a lot more. So why did 1.9 million pay more to get away? Why didn't they pay less to turn themselves in, get processed within 24 hours, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get work authorization for the next 5 years, get a hotel room, get 3 squares a day and medical attention? Who the hell wouldn't take advantage of that giveaway program? Why did 1.9 pay more to get away? Well, it's obvious, because they didn't want to be fingerprinted. They didn't want to be vetted. Look, after 9/11, we created all these databases to prevent another 9/11, right? We created the no-fly list. We created FBI screening database. We created the visa security program, which has prevented thousands of people from getting a visa when we found derogatory information in their background check. But what terrorist in the world is going to put himself in a position to buy a plane ticket or get a visa knowing he'll be vetted when he can simply get to Mexico, pay a little bit extra money, and be part of that 1.9 million gotaways? This is the most serious. I'll say it again. I've said it for 2 years. This is the biggest national security failure we've seen since 9/11. You're not going to convince me not a single one of the 1.9 million gotaway didn't come here to blow something up or do us harm. It just is factually inadequate. And so what I'm saying is, we're at the point now, it's a breaking point. It's just not about our sovereignty. It's just not about the right to defend our borders. This is about national security. And we're not even talking about the northern border. You know, the GAO after 9/11 said a terrorist is more likely to cross the northern border, 10 times more likely than the southern border. And we arrested hundreds on the southern border. If that gets a scare the hell out of every American, I don't know what the hell it does, because it scares the hell out of me, and I've done this for a living over 3 decades.
It does scare the hell out of Americans. Now, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I want to get your take on if and when President Trump comes back into office, I hope and pray that he does, how would you recommend that he go about fixing this problem?
Well, I'll sign up the first day, and we'll go back there, and we'll brush off the Trump policies that were proven effective, the most significant policy change ever on the border, which gave us the most secure border in my lifetime based on real data. We dust off the plans. We finished what we started.
I would love to. I hope and pray that that's true. So tell us in about 20 seconds more about Border 911.
Look, if people need to go to border911.com. I got the most sophisticated, most knowledgeable border experts on my team. Look at who's on this team. And look, none of us are making it. You know, we're not making a dime on this. This is about, we need people to donate so we can go around the country, give them these large events, talk to the American people on why border matters. We need to educate the American people that when they get to the voting booth next year, they need to vote for border security, because it's just not about illegal immigration anymore. It's about fentanyl. It's about trafficking of women and children. It's about terrorism. Go to border911.com, and you can see a lot of information there and see what we're doing. It's pretty cool.
Tom, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you, and stay safe.
All right. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Ted. You know, we are lucky because we live off the land.
Venison.
And we hunt. We are bow hunters, but not everybody can. And I don't know how you feel about this, but we don't like to buy meat from the store. We don't want to encourage anybody to buy meat from the store.
It's unsafe.
It's unsafe. It's got antibiotics, chemicals, mRNA in it. But we did find this beef that is freaking amazing.
I'm not a big fan of beef, but I've become a big fan of beef. It's the best we've ever had.
It is. And if you...
What's it called?
Switch to... Go for the beef with Never Ever Label. But if you really want to go... I'm looking at Coco in the back. If you really want to try it, check out Switch to America with Chemaine. What's that?
Switch to America with Chemaine. I switch to America with Chemaine.com. Switch to America with Chemaine.com. The best beef, the most delicious, the healthiest beef in the world.
We love it, and we know you will too.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Breast cancer is the second most common form of cancer in American women, with almost 250,000 women diagnosed every year. Avoiding risk factors like smoking, obesity, and not getting enough exercise are ways you can try to beat the odds. But screening regularly for breast cancer is an important factor in catching the cancer early so that you can treat it faster. But I'm going to be honest, it's just so painful. Come on. We have a solution. The Group Early Detection Imaging have a new way to screen for breast cancer. And joining us live now to discuss, a member of the Board of Directors for Early Detection Imaging, Michelle Mills. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me. Well,
yeah.
We understand that technology is, you know, there's spiritual warfare. And I think, you know, we're bringing cutting edge technology to people that they need to hear about, especially for breast cancer prevention. Let's try this one more time. How does your technology make this easier for women?
Absolutely. I mean, women, we don't know what we don't know. So we need to get this out here, right? The breast cancer developments haven't changed within the last decades, right? So this is all the latest, greatest technology. There's no compression, low dose. It's super comfortable for you to go in. You literally will lay on a table. Your breast goes into a circle, a hole. Gravity helps with all of this. In the meantime, nobody's touching you. Nobody's poking, prodding you. The vulnerability goes down. You feeling, you know, just very exposed, goes down. You're wearing a gown and you lay on the table, put your breast through there. And we have a 360-degree camera that goes and takes a picture, which is actual true 3D, giving better results. It takes a picture from left to right, top to bottom, and from the back of the chest wall all the way to the front of the nipple, which has never been done. None of the current imaging machines do that. And this gives your physicians, your doctors, your radiologists a full view of what's going on with less hidden there. It's particularly good for women with dense breast tissue. That is where you get the 70% miss rates. And actually, women with dense breast tissue have a 4 to 6 times the risk of actually having breast cancer. So it's pretty phenomenal to have this available, right? And also women with implants, where there could be also other things hidden. This just gives a much better view, and it's super comfortable and easy. And we just want to get it out here and let women know that this is even available.
Boy, you had me at no compression.
Right?
I'm surprised it took so long for somebody to develop this. I mean, we sent a man to the moon, didn't we?
I know, right?
Well, how did you find yourself in this position and with this technology?
Right. Well, I've been in medical diagnostics for the last 25 years, mostly in cardiac. But I feel like really it's just been my path to be a voice for all the advancements in technology especially for women's voice, right? I'm very much a woman's advocate, faith and freedom. I'm all for that and support and promote that. And I was asked from some colleagues if I would be interested. And although I don't have a personal experience, I have friends and family that have obviously dealt with breast cancer, had to have preventative mastectomies, and it's just really scary, and it's hard for women without that support, and to even know that there's something new out here that can really prevent and help save lives. I mean, there is a 50% non-compliance rate with women that are just either afraid, it's the fear factor, or they just don't want to, it's uncomfortable, they don't want to do this, or, you know, they just aren't really aware. And finding breast cancer early is truly what's going to save lives. And hopefully this will get this out here. We'll get more of these devices where it's more available for everyone. And that's the goal here.
Now, where can our viewers get this technology and get this kind of screening?
Right. So it is still fairly new here. Obviously, everything is FDA and PMA approved, over 142 patents. The manufacturer has been doing all the work in the background, getting it out there. Last year, there were 5 devices placed in the U.S. We have Alabama, Florida, Texas, Arkansas, and they're due to have about 20 more placed just in this first quarter, already with orders. And it's really up to us here at EDI, and then with the help of Women's Voices, when you go to your healthcare provider, just ask for it and ask them if they're aware of it and if they've heard of it. And certainly can go to earlydetectionimaging.com, get all the information. We will gladly come to them or set up a call and familiarize with them and get them to touch and feel and try it and see for themselves to get it put into more clinics and hospitals and breast cancer centers around the world.
Well, I'm curious, do you have to have a doctor? What if your doctor says, no, you don't need that. You just need to go to this local screening and get smashed. Do you have to have a doctor's recommendation for this?
Yet currently, yes, you do. The manufacturer is working with the insurances to change that, but it is a diagnostic tool right now. So pretty much, if you have history in the family of breast cancer, or if you have any significant pain, or if there's any indicator that you would maybe need more than the regular mammogram, you would need a prescription from your doctor. But we are working on that. There are, you know, insurance and CPT codes and everything, and we're working on trying to, you know, get this out here for kind of to change the game, because it really makes more sense that way when you can find things right away, much better and have better results, and just the comfort level for the patients as well. So you know, you would have to say you're having some pain, something a little bit more significant than I just want this, but we're hoping to just be a voice and change that. And say, no, this is what we want, and drive that, right?
Well, I, for one, I know I've blown off a couple of them in the past because it's just so darn painful. So thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. I'm going to send everybody I know to your website. What's your website again?
It's earlydetectionimaging.com.
earlydetectionimaging.com. Thank you so much for what you're doing. God bless you. You're saving women's lives by putting this information out there.
Thank you so very much, Shemaine. God bless you and appreciate you so much. It's been a huge blessing, and I'm grateful to be here with you and your audience.
Aw, well, thank you. Hopefully we'll bring you back on. Maybe I should try it and then come back on and tell everybody about my experience.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Let's set this up. Okay.
I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready to rock and roll. All right. Michelle, have a great day.
Thank you as well.
Okay, up next, we've got some exciting friend, Steve. You may know him from a movie he just starred in called Jesus Revolution. But Steve and I have been talking a lot about spirituality, and his spiritual journey didn't end with that movie, Jesus Revolution. It went on. We've been going back and forth, and he's been a guest here on Faith and Freedom several times, and I can't wait for you guys to talk to him. And we've got something specific we want to share with you, because 2024, I don't know about you, but a lot of us are saying that, you know, this is an election year. Things are happening at a fast pace. We got to be prepared. We've got to be bold and brave. We've got to be Esthers, and we've got to stay healthy. Stick around for the end, because I'm going to tell you about a new program that I have. I'm going to share all of my tips and tricks. I've been in the fitness industry for more than 40 years, 43 years to be exact. And I've learned a thing or two about how to stay in shape. And I'll be honest, I don't always eat great. I may or may not have just had a chocolate chip cookie, homemade, by the way, and they were awesome. But I want to share my tips and tricks with you about how to stay in shape, how to lose weight and keep it off without giving up your favorite foods. Really important, because it's, I don't know about you, but this is the new year. People have New Year's resolutions. We all say we want to stop eating sugar or stop, you know, eating X, Y, or Z. But when it comes down to it, after a few weeks, many of us forget our resolutions. So I'm going to share all my tips and tricks with you. Stick around. And of course, we've got funny pet videos coming right up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. In the Bible, Joel chapter 3 describes a fight between good and evil. And in verse 9, God admonishes his listeners and says, "Wake up the mighty men." And I would say it's time to listen to that today. Our next guest agrees, and he was featured in the movie Jesus Revolution. Take a look.
The psychedelic experience is a confrontation with the divine. It's a spiritual awakening. You come back and you define God the best you can. So turn on, tune in, and drop out. Start a new sequence of behavior that matches your vision. Be reborn.
Joining me live now to discuss, actor and my friend, Steve Hanks. Steve, welcome.
Thank you so much, Shemaine. It's so good to be here.
So what are your thoughts about the Mighty Men?
You know, that is in Joel chapter 3, verse 9. And I believe what happened in 2020, where the election went the way that it did, I believe that that was God's perfect hand on our country. Why? Why do I say that? Is because had Donald Trump been elected, reelected in 2020, I believe that MAGA, as strong as we are, would have gone the way that we did for the first 4 years that he was in office. We ran our businesses, we lived life, and that's wonderful to run your business and live life. But now, evil has taken its it got in a hurry. Evil got in a hurry, like evil always does. It gets in a hurry, and then what happens? It reveals itself. Evil stands naked in front of us now. And now the whole world can see. And MAGA and many others have awakened. And that is Joel chapter 3, verse 9. Wake up the mighty men. Prepare for war. And that is what we're getting ready to go into now. We're already deep into it. But bless God, in when Trump gets reelected later on this year, we are going to see the outpouring of the glory of God. Not only are we going to see the wonderful things happen in this country, but it has set the stage for the outpouring of the mighty Spirit of God on this earth.
Steve, I had a few people texting me saying, what's going to happen in 2024? Nobody's got a crystal ball. Nobody knows for sure. But if you look at the past, as you brought up, what happened in the 2020 election and the COVID virus, the vaccine, all these things had come out. And it seems in order to keep people at home and bring out things like, I don't know, 5G and things like that, and it is waking people up. People have gotten angry, and I don't think people are going to stand for it anymore. What are your thoughts about what might happen, and what are you doing to prepare, if anything?
The preparation, Shemaine, is on the individual level. That's where it starts. The kingdom of God is on the inside of each and every one of us, and we have got to uncover that kingdom. The kingdom is buried inside of us, just like King David in, you know, the statue of King David. Michelangelo, when he went to chisel King David, somebody asked him, how did you chisel such a magnificent piece of art? And Michelangelo said, I could see King David inside that block of marble. All I did was remove the superfluous parts of the marble to reveal that which he had seen. God sees that kingdom on the inside of us. We are covered with marble. And when we, through praise, prayer, worship, and study, uncover that kingdom, and we're all doing it collectively together, we will be that mighty army, that Shemaine. We will see the glory of God like none of us, I believe, can even imagine.
I agree. I just got goosebumps. Steve, your social media post, and that's how I found you. I saw you ranting and raving, and I reached out. I'm like, keep it going, brother.
Keep it going.
They've gone viral. What made you, what inspired you to be so outspoken? And have you had any backlash from your friends and families and maybe even the industry?
the thing that inspired me was there's a fire in my bones. And for many years, because I'm an actor, I had stifled that fire for fear of industry and work and what people would think about me. So I started commenting on other people's posts. That would be a little, it was like trying to hold a fart down in a bathtub. It just would just blow up out of me. Well, eventually I just said, you know what? And I just started posting a few things. A couple of them went viral and it was like fire fueling fire. Now I can't keep my mouth shut. But that is the joy of the Lord. It makes us as bold as a lion, and my goodness, is that attractive. It was after I started doing that that Jesus Revolution came about. So it's like, what am I trying to protect? A bunch of indies that don't go anywhere except on Netflix? And now Jesus Revolution comes out. It was Lionsgate's largest grossing film since 2019. That, Sound of Freedom, other films, Shemaine, we, the believers, are going to possess the land, not only in entertainment, but in education, in government, in business. We are getting ready. There's two separate kingdoms. You know, there's a parallel kingdom. Dan Bongino talks about a parallel economy. There is a parallel economy, a parallel kingdom. And as we all walk in it, we're going to see just, these are going to be the, all the prophets of old are looking at us now down from heaven going, God, I'm so jealous. This is what we prophesied. This is what we've been waiting for. And they're cheering us on, Shemaine. They're cheering us on.
You always make me smile, Steve. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What's next for you?
I'm headed to Atlanta, probably about the 1st of March. The guy that cast me in Jesus Revolution, one of the hugest casting directors on the East Coast, and I just met with him about a month and a half ago when I was in Atlanta again. He said, Steve, as soon as you get here, you will be working nonstop, constantly. And so that's my vision, Shemaine, since the age of 19, was to have a pulpit called acting. But acting is simply a pulpit. Yeah, it's fun. It's great. The adulation, the money, all that kind of stuff is really fun. But without having a message to proclaim, to set the captives free, to open the eyes of the blind, to set free those that have been in bondage to their own hearts, that is my mission. And that is, I'm 70 now. And my first 70 years has been in preparation for the next however many. I'm going to go at least 50.
There you go. There you go. And why not? Well, and it's great, too, because, you know, you don't have to be in Hollywood anymore. People are making movies. I mean, honestly, I've seen movies on cell phones, made from cell phones. The technology is such that people can all use. There's probably a lot more scripts available to you that you can say yes, no, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's where things are headed. So this is the calm before the storm right now, at least in my life. I think in America, we're seeing the storm before the calm. And this storm is getting dark. It's getting more evil. I don't know about more evil. I mean, it's been evil for 70 years, but now it's all being revealed to where people are waking up. Even people over there on CNN and MSNBC, they're going, hey, what the hell's going on here? This is kind of a mess.
Yeah. People now have eyes to see and ears to hear, and more every day are waking up. Steve, thank you so much for joining me. I know we're going to be in touch, but I hope that we can work together. So not me as an actor, but you know, my son Rocco is an actor.
Yes. So we've got plans. We're going to make things happen because so many people, we've all got the vision, everybody, and all the people with the vision and all the people with the spirituality and the peace of God are coming forward as one mighty army. We are going to possess the land for the glory of God.
We are.
For the peace of God. That's what God wants, is peace for his people.
Steve Hanks, thank you so much for being a mighty man.
You're welcome, Shemaine.
God bless you. Okay. Have you been feeling a little bit off lately? Dizziness, headaches, shortness of breath, short-term memory loss. EMF radiation could be making you sick. Thankfully, there's a solution. Silver woven clothing can block EMF radiation and 5G from causing you harm. Ted and I have used the Faraday bags and they work. I use it every night and I sleep better. Unplug to recharge with Sparrow EMF clothing and accessories. Just go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's Sparrow Gear and the code is FAITH to get 10% off. Who doesn't want to have 10% off? You got to have 10% off. There's so many things you can get, blankets and hats and the Faraday bags, things, gifts for other people as well. Okay, up next, learn how you can make 2024 the best year of your life. Are you ready? Are you ready to reset that resolution to rock your New Year's resolution? Stay tuned. I'm going to share all my secrets with you about how I've managed to maintain my weight for 45 years, I think it is, something like that, but a long time without giving up my favorite foods, but everything is in moderation. I'm going to share my favorite exercises with you that are most effective. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, we all take little things for granted on occasion, like what's in your drinking water. Guys, I've got to tell you about Sentry H2O. I've been drinking this water and my skin feels softer, my hair feels softer, and you've got to really pay attention to what they are putting in your water. Just a little bit of arsenic, some pharmaceutical drugs, maybe mRNA, volatile organic compounds. I found Sentry Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients. And it's way healthier and cheaper than buying plastic water bottles. Check out Sentry H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's Sentry H2O, HEALTHY10 for a discount. 2023 was a great year for Faith and Freedom. Take a look at some of my favorite interviews. The actor who played Bo Duke in the 80s is still making waves with the new release of an album and a book still touching the heart of the average American. And he joins us live now, actor, filmmaker, musician, John Schneider. John, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, it's a delight to be here. Finally. I love your show. I love your perspective. Yes, finally. Folks, we've been trying to have this conversation for a long time.
Yeah. I was texting with your wife, and I'm so sorry about her passing, John.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done, I tell you what. But out of great adversity comes great, not only great strength, but like Trump said, we are the ones who change the world.
That's right.
We have to. And I tell you what, something I was not expecting. I've always been very bold and very, very upfront with my faith and upfront with my patriotism. Always. I just can't help it. But when Alicia passed away, my entire fear of death went away. So I am now not only an American and a patriot and a warrior, but I'm an American and a patriot and a warrior that you cannot hurt by threatening me with death, because bring it on. So there is a true warrior spirit that happens after the biggest devastation of your life. If you survive it, something changes in you. And I am so much stronger. I am so much more patriotic. I am so much more bullheaded than I've ever been. And I'm from Mount Kisco, New York. So I was born pretty bullheaded to start with.
Well, and you have a new album. Tell us about that. I know this probably inspired you to create some music. Tell us about your new album.
Well, when my sweet smile passed away on February 21st, she was in the process of writing a book. But I'll talk about that in a minute. I believe God told me right after this happened you need to do two things. Of course, you're going to grieve, and grief is something that never goes away, but you just get more able to carry it. But you're going to finish her book, and you're going to get together with some of your great singer-songwriter friends in Nashville, and you're going to write a tribute album, first and foremost, to your bride, but secondly, to everyone who has ever lost a spouse. Because what they need more than anything, they need to know that they're not the only ones who feel this way.
Okay, joining me live right now, actress and author Janine Turner. Janine, welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's great to see you.
Good to see you too. And thank you so much for joining me. I remember seeing you kind of come out as a conservative years ago, and I really appreciate that. And I just wondered, what made you do that?
Well, I think that I was raising my daughter, and I'd never been secret about it, really. I mean, I remember having many discussions in Hollywood and sitting around a table, and everybody was liberal, and I was the only one that liked Ronald Reagan. That's what I remember. So it's not like it was new. I think I was just more vocal about it.
Good. Well, we need more people like you to stand up, especially in Hollywood. Now, you've got a new book. Tell us all about it.
I do have a new book. It's entitled The Pivot Principle, Finding Joy in Despair. And it's about 3 years that COVID was in the middle of it all, where I was really individualizing and finding myself after my daughter went off to college. And then COVID was thrown in, and then I had some trauma that triggered old linear trauma, new trauma with old trauma. And then I was alone on my 300-acre ranch in the echo chamber of my own subconscious. So it was a great time to learn. And what I did is I when I was in the middle of an anxiety attack or a panic attack, I just wrote this. I just wrote. So everything that's in the book, it's in sections, but certain sections of the book are when I actually wrote them in the live stream consciousness of what I was going through. And then I've wrapped it around pivot principles that talk about how to get out of situational depression or panic, anxiety, what happens in the brain, things of that nature. And then there are joyous writings after that. So it's kind of my homage to what we're going through in this country today. And so everyone can, a lot of us are going through difficult times. We're sort of hemorrhaging hope. And so the book is to help us find joy in the middle of despair, that one sort of stair steps to the other.
Here to tell his story, Kirk Cameron. Kirk, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Shemaine, it's great to be here. Nice to be with you.
Well, thank you. So why do you think there is more tolerance for drag queen story time and Sam Smith's performance, demonic performance, than teaching children about faith, hope, and love?
There's the forcing of those values. It depends on who you are talking about when it comes to tolerating those kinds of things. Parents sometimes want to make their children eat green beans and broccoli when they're little. It's not like they really want it. And most Americans today who are thankful for the blessing of faith and freedom and the country that we live in do not want to and are not interested in tolerating immorality and lewdness and lasciviousness and the bondage and tyranny that's coming down on the nation. But they're being forced into it because all of that is being just infused into the media, into the medical industry, into education, into big tech, our workplaces, and now into the church and into the family. So these woke libraries that turn down a sweet children's book about love and joy and kindness, faithfulness and self-control, are being heavily influenced by those who would like to break the backbone of a free republic like ours. And you do that by cracking the family and cracking the family of faith. And that's coming in lots of different forms today. And so men in fishnet stockings, dressed in clown makeup and wigs, who really, really want to spend time with your children, is going to be the new normal. And the Sam Smith Show is coming to a kindergarten classroom near you soon if we don't reverse course and have the American public, stand up, speak up, wake up, and say, enough. We are not going to go this direction. We're going to reverse course. We're going to educate our own children. We're going to create our own news channels and our own entertainment channels. And we're going to take back the hearts and minds of our kids and our culture and our institutions.
It was really hard to pick just a few. That John Schneider interview really hit home with me. Maybe I'll share some more in the future, but I'm looking forward to even more interviews this year. Speaking of the new year, I want to tell you about my new resolution revolution. You know, I've struggled with my health all of my life. In college, I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. I rode the roller coaster ride of weight loss, weight gain, and I even took diet pills. Then I discovered a simple solution, no tricks, no pills. And then 20 years later, I got sick and almost died from toxic mold between the walls of my home and MTV Cribs. I spent a year detoxifying my body naturally. But guess what? I'm telling you all that because I'm sharing all of my secrets for healthy living, and I want to help you transform your health. You can register on my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks/shop. That's ShemaineNugent.rocks/shop. Okay, speaking of healthy, I want to tell you about candy that's healthy. Can you imagine? Kingdom Candy. You know, one thing this year that I want to do better is eat right. And I'll be honest, I have a sweet tooth. Not just one, but all of them are pretty sweet. But Kingdom Candy is my new favorite on-the-go meal replacement with natural ingredients like spinach, kale, turmeric, and pink Himalayan sea salt. I'd love for you to try because not only is it delicious and nutritious, they have healthy fats and proteins. And you'd never guess that this candy is actually healthy for you. Go to FMIDR.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.FMIDR.com and the code is FAITH. If you're not feeling well and you don't know why, perhaps your home could be making you sick. Check out my book, Killer House, available on Amazon.com. It might just save your life. Thanks for watching, everybody. Share this show. I'll be here every Sunday. I hope you will too. As Esther 4:14 reminds us, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless you.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.